This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my neck, don't you stop, boy. Something about I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God.
Welcome, we're back. It's FUBAR Radio. I'm Lizzie Cundy.
And I'm Stephen Leng. Welcome, everyone.
I'm so excited to be back.
Access All Areas is back on track.
It is back on track, and it's election day, folks.
Oh, it certainly is.
Have you voted?
Of course I have. Have you?
I was the first one there.
I'm very impressed by that.
Before anyone, I had a very late night with Simon Cowell last night,
oh,
and I still got there.
Hold on, roll back. What were you doing with Simon Cowell?
Mind your business. No, we had a wonderful charity night called Midsummer Ball. And it was a
Midsummer?
It's midsummer.
It's June.
Well, it's raining outside, though.
True,
it doesn't
yeah.
feel like summer. Had a wonderful ball and raised loads of money. And it was fantastic charity night.
Who else was
Lulu?
There?
Lulu. So we started off with, shout, everybody. Ooh, she still looks 21.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's because you're little. If you're short, you look younger.
She's very tiny. I haven't seen anything of her since the Absolutely Fabulous movie. So is she...
No, she was great.
Sort
fine
the
form,
circuit.
Fine feckle. And we had Pixie Lott.
Oh, gorgeous.
We had the winner of Britain's Got Talent.
Tokyo
Myers.
Yep.
Who I thought was sensational. You're not a great fan. I could tell by those eyes rolling.
Not my favourite winner, but very, very talented musician.
Different.
I'll give him that. Yeah.
You've got to give him talent. He's got talent. And it was a night full of celebs, fun. I'm sure you'll see it on the Daily Mail online.
Probably,
saw a bit more of me than I wished in my dress. Cut to the... they said there were slits to the thigh. I said, hold on, that's like to the waist.
Now, Lizzie.
I had nothing else with me.
Lizzie,
what am I to do?
Lizzie, can we talk? Can we talk just one-on-one?
No, because we have listeners. Can you talk to me in the pub after?
Fine, we'll talk to you in the pub afterwards. But those dresses, Lizzie, I want to call time on them.
Okay. Bit more flesh or less flesh?
I like what you're wearing tonight. I think you look very classy and sophisticated, very lovely.
Ooh, Stephen has spoken.
It's quite Michelle Obama, you know what I mean? I think that's a nice... it's flirty, but it's still...
enough.
Conservatives.
Talking of conservatives, have we voted? Shall I ask you who you voted for? Can I ask you?
Of course you can. I voted Liberal Democrat, but it wasn't... and actually, even though I'm a member, it was actually a bit of a toss-up for me because I would have very easily voted Labour as well.
So you got feet in both parts,
yeah,
as they say.
Red and yellow.
Ah!
So I think...
That's a wasted vote, isn't it, a bit? Do you think?
For who?
Lib Deming? As my mum puts
it. Some would say that.
What area are you in?
I'm in Hackney. So I'm actually Diane Abbott's constituency.
Oh, Diane Abbott. Now, there is one woman that should never, ever be allowed to
do
an interview.
No, I think that's...
sorry.
I feel bad for her. I do feel bad for her. You should see some of the racist and horrible things that people say to her every day on Twitter.
No, I do think that's awful, but please don't compare the IRA to an old afro you used to have. I mean, that's stupid. I can't blame Piers Morgan for shouting at her on Breakfast Telly.
She definitely does misplace her words.
I misplaced them.
So does Theresa May. So who have you voted
for?
Okay,
what does Theresa May say that's
come on,
so bad?
Come on.
Now, I have voted, as you know, and many people know...
for UKIP.
No, not UKIP, not my friend Nigel Farage. I voted Conservative because that's what I believe in.
Fair enough.
Okay. So
but
there.
May I ask why?
Yeah, because... But what's the alternative? I've got to say, you've got to look
at the coalition.
Alternative. I'm sorry, but... Corbyn, look, we're in Brexit. I know you hate the fact, but that was the vote, okay? I know it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Corbyn doing that?
Yes.
And he's just so indecisive on his defence.
You want to talk about indecisiveness?
Corbyn in the bin.
Don't copy the Sun's front
love
page.
That front page today.
You want to talk about indecisive? What about the dementia tax? What about attacks on people because they're too old and they're suffering?
At least she realised and put it right when she thought actually that will not work and came back with a better offer.
Have you ever seen Corbyn flip-flop on something?
I've seen him flip-flop on many things. He said about the nuclear button, he didn't know which way to go. I mean, imagine an emergency. He'd be like, I'll ring Diane Abbott and she'll say, oh, let's compare it to my afro. No.
I don't think he flip-flopped. I think he said...
he wears flip-flops with socks.
I wear flip-flops with socks. I think it's a very trendy look, Lizzie.
Please, I know you've got his beard, but don't be dressing the same.
Look.
Now, listen, it's politics. We want to have a very political day. I'm quite excited about it being election day.
You are?
But listen, women fought for their vote, so I hope everyone has voted either way.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Because the more people that vote, the more likely it is that Labour will win.
How is it going in the running? Do we know how the polls are set?
No, there's
yet?
No poll until 10 p.m., which
well,
is when...
I cannot wait.
I love an exit poll.
You love a poll.
I love a nice poll.
You love a poll. Yeah, is your boyfriend from Poland? No.
South Korea.
Oh, South Korea. Sorry, wrong part of the world.
Well, definitely wrong part.
Now, listen, we have some amazing guests. Can I quickly just say?
We do.
Because it is the first ever baby born on Love Island, isn't
yes
it?
Yes. Well, we're not speaking to the baby.
No, obviously, because it's just born. But the mother herself. Kaylee Jane Beach.
Kaylee.
And she was in series one of Love Island. Was she with Zara Holland or not? No, the one before.
No, she was the one before, yes. Yeah. With your good friend Zara Holland. What's she up to?
She's got a boyfriend now. She's all loved up.
Ah, interesting.
Haven't seen much of her.
No, I haven't. Interesting. Let's get her on the show.
Let's find out what's going on.
Yeah.
We've got a bumper packed show, but it's going to be very political. So I want you all to ring in. I need to know who you voted for and why. Are you with me or with you, Stephen? And though we think differently, we're quite alike in some ways.
We like a drink in a party. There's no doubt about that.
We like a drink before the show.
Sometimes during. I would say there are similarities. We're not diametric opposites, but I would never vote Conservative.
No. I love that you said you were going to try and change your granny.
And it worked.
Really, did it?
Yep. I texted my grandma today.
Did you actually take her to the polling station and see the cross?
No. She wouldn't lie to me. We had a long conversation last night on the phone, on speakerphone with my grandpa. She's 80 years old on speakerphone.
I can't believe you're sort of like brainwashing her.
No. Well, poor lady. She was...
poor grandma.
Poor grandma. Poor Margaret. She was open to it. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think... If she was solid, fine. But she wasn't, and she was fretting. And me... my uncle, my sister, my grandpa, we all agree. We're all very
browbeat.
We beat her down, and she voted Lib Dem. And she's an area that's either Tory or Lib Dem in Hampshire. So
whereabouts in Hampshire?
It's a town called Fareham.
I know it well.
No, you don't.
I do. You don't realise how well my ex used to play for Portsmouth.
Oh yes, he did actually, okay. Didn't he? Yeah.
And what are they going to be? They must be.
Portsmouth is actually pretty solid Conservative.
Oh, is it?
Yes, or Lib Dem. Yeah, all of Hampshire is pretty much like
my
that.
My mum has been Lib Dem since I've known her, which is not that long because I haven't been born that long. I'm not that old.
21 years.
But Lib Deming, she liked Paddy Pantsdown. Do you remember him? Paddy Ashton.
I like a bit of Paddy Pantsdown, to be fair.
Oh, she loved him. She was in love with him. Mm. And David Steele, was it? And who was the other one she fancied? There was someone other one.
Charles Kennedy?
No, Owen. His name was Owen. What's his name? Can't remember. But anyway, she's always, you know, she's... doesn't ever swaver, and anyone that tries to put a leaflet or knock, she's like, no, I'm Lib Deming, thank you, not today. She's really off.
What's your mum's name?
Gloria.
Fabulous Gloria. Well, Gloria. Done
Gloria. Gloria Margaret.
I'm delighted to hear that. But other than Callie Jane, we do have someone else, don't we?
Yeah, it's Bruce. His name's Bruce Sudano.
Yeah.
And he's a music artist, ex-husband of Donna Summer.
Yeah.
That is going to have some tales there.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll be excited to speak to him later on.
Now, are we going to play some of my favourite tracks? I need Bananarama. They were at the Glamour Awards. Can I tell you, I didn't get to the Glamour Awards. I swerved
were
a deer.
Were you invited?
Yes. And I swerved a deer.
Right.
I had a seat. No plus one, though.
Oh, see, that's always a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
Well, I talk very happily to strangers.
There were some very beautiful people at the Glamour Awards, I have to say. What do you think of Holly Willoughby?
Oh, wow. I thought she looked good.
She looks stunning.
I loved her new hair.
Didn't she?
She tanned up. I love a tan. The dress was good. Do you like the dress?
Loved the dress. Thought she looked really gorgeous.
Very pretty.
What was it? It was kind of a floral.
It's all mauvey flowers.
Yeah,
very pretty.
Really pretty. And her hair was like icy blonde, wasn't it?
And little sort of round with plaits. You look very pretty. It was
yeah,
a good
really
look.
Pretty.
I think it's actually the best I've seen Holly.
I agree. And I think she has lost a little bit of weight as well. What do you think?
She just looked good.
She not that she needed to lose weight. But
she was glowing, is the word.
Interesting, because there's been talks about her pregnancy, hasn't there?
Yeah, but Nicole Kidman, do you like her outfit?
Yes. There was a lot of floral, wasn't there?
Loads of floral.
Yeah, feel like floral 2017 is the year. Right, shall we play a little song?
I want Bananarama, that's all I'm saying.
Fine, let's have a bit of Bananarama.
Yes.
And then I want to talk a little bit more about the Glamour Awards. How about that? Yeah?
Summer plane, summit of beauty and love.
Four Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Young money.
Love in a thousand different flavors. I wish that I could taste them all night. No, I ain't got no dinner plans, so you should bring all your friends. I swear that to all of y'all my time. Shimmy, yeah, drink, swalla la la, drink, swalla la la, swalla la la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, drink, swalla la la, drink, swalla la la. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, y'all. Bad girls gon' swallow, la, la, la. Bust down on my wrist and it, bitch. My pinky ring bigger than this. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. Dollar got too many girls. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. All she wears red bottom heels. Push it back it up, put it on the top. Push it drop it low, put it on the ground. DJ pop it, she gon' swallow that. Champagne. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink, swalla la la. Drink, swalla la la. Swalla la la. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Drink, swalla la la. Drink, swalla la la.
I swallow nothing, word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer, word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no, I'm that bitch and he know. I got wife and these thoughts, you don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year, we don't get blimps for that. It's the gang still called, we don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. I gave these bitches 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My shit slapping like dude de LeBron nuts.
All you girls in here, if you're feeling thirsty, come on, take a sip, cause you know what I'm serving.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
My love,
swalla la la.
My love,
swalla la la.
Welcome back. I like that little ditty. Who
good,
was that?
Right? It was someone and someone else.
I love that. Got me in the holiday mood.
Jason Derulo.
I want to listen to that in Barbados by the beach bar.
Oh. I thought you were more of a Maldives kind of guy.
Yeah, I am Maldives. I'm going back soon.
You are?
Doing a travel show for Sky.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous.
I'm going back.
What a treat.
And then there's a film festival, which I hope I get
I've heard about this fabulous film festival.
Yeah, it is... the bee's knees. And in fact they gave an auction prize last night to Simon Cowell's charity and it raised so much money.
Really?
Yeah.
Intriguing.
It's a place to be.
Well, I would love to go, so well, get me there.
Be nice to Lizzie.
I'm always nice to you, Lizzie.
Yeah, but my life is mad.
Well, you were just telling me off air about what happened your busy morning today.
Well, no, I'm just saying I've had a rather late night at this charity ball of Simon's that went on till quite late. By the time I got home, I had to get home because I had to vote in the morning. So I was up bright and breezy first thing. Mm-hmm. Then I had to get my son to his maths exam. It's GCSE, so we had to get there. And I thought, you know what? I'm going on the way to London. I'm going to shoot through. I've got loads of meetings, but I feel really ropey, you know, feeling really tired, yeah. a bit grouchy.
Not like you.
No, not enough sleep. I really didn't sleep well. The birds were tweeting when I got home, you know, that feeling. So I thought, right, come on.
I don't do that anymore, Lizzie.
Oh, well, I shouldn't. But I thought, I know, I'm going to have a bar of chocolate, get a cup of tea from the petrol station, liven myself up. I know I shouldn't do it. So I went in. As I go in, I hear, doo-doo-doo-doo. This red carpet gets laid down. I'm not joking. I will post a picture.
Please post the picture.
These guys jump out from behind the counter with balloons and really loud, coloured, different coloured trousers, going, you are Miss Pump Day. It's Happy Pump Day. You are 1,000th customer. Oh, no. And they're playing Cool in the Gang really loud. They're not having a party on their
own. Well, celebrate.
And I just thought, I have not had enough sleep to cope with this. What's going on?
You like to be prepared for a red carpet.
Yeah, red carpet. Red carpet in Shell Garage isn't quite the same as Leicester Square. But my God, what a mad morning.
What did you win?
Voucher off my next purchase.
Fabulous.
At the pump. Oh, so pump day.
So money off your petrol.
Yes. And a bar and I got my bar of chocolate.
What did you go for?
I went for a bit of nut. Fruit and nut.
Fruit and nut?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what you are for voting Lib Dems. But anyway.
A fruit boom. And nut.
Boom, boom. Good one. So basically, it was a bit of a weird morning.
Sounds
have you ever had that? A red carpet? I'm going to post a picture if you don't believe
no,
me.
No, babes. Do you know what?
Balloons.
I've only ever worked a red carpet. I've never been a guest on one.
Oh.
So if any time you want to invite me to a red carpet event, babes, I'm there.
Okay, darling. We'll come to the petrol station one. It's in Surrey, though. It's near Richmond.
Well, that's a bit of a mission for me
to. Who does that? And they were so excited.
Shell, apparently.
I was so tired. You know, you think, oh, boy, it's not today.
I saw the picture there. You do have your sunglasses on.
I kept the shades on. Yeah, too right. I got in at four.
Yeah, fair
anyway,
enough.
Anyway, no, it was a great night, and it was all for a good cause.
Well, excellent, and I'm glad you had a good time. And next time, don't stay out so late.
Okay.
It's unnecessary.
It is, actually. Because once you do hellos, you might as well just go.
Yeah. Once you've had your picture taken.
No, I was hungry. I needed a good nosh. I was so hungry.
Oh, what was it? Good food?
Amazing.
Was
yeah,
good
Aldo food? Zilli made the food.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We have to get him in. He wants to come back in.
Fine.
He's going to cook for us.
Has he been in before?
He's been in before.
Were you before I was here, yeah.
Oh, well, he actually makes food for you while he was here. He brings it in and we have tastes. I know it's not the same for you listeners, with us munching down on our mics, but it is very good.
I'm very much up for that, providing it's vegetarian.
Oh, well, we must say it's vegetarian and being yellow for the Lib Dems.
And I wear socks and sandals. I'm a walking
socks
cliche.
You are, and a beard. Corbyn. Well, I can't wait to know how he's got on.
I don't think
Diana, but I'll be fair, though, has helped him. Very much.
No, I think
your interview technique.
I have to say, I think that he has come into his own during the campaign. Mm. I think people have seen more.
I agree with you there.
You know what I mean? I think even if you don't agree with him, you can definitely see that he's a very principled man.
He got more confident somehow.
Yeah,
sort of had a bit of confidence.
Well, I think going out there and speaking to people and having people turn up to his big rallies. I mean, you're not getting them for Theresa May.
I know. But also, I have to say, you know, we've got to think it's been a really sad few weeks. We've had those terrible terrorist attacks in Manchester.
Yes, and that's something I wanted to talk about, actually. Yeah. So, London Bridge on Saturday night,
yeah,
obviously,
very,
people
very
know.
Very near your work.
Very near my old work. And actually, a guy who I know from the Daily Express got stabbed in the neck.
Lovely Jeff Ho.
Jeff Ho, yeah. Who's the business editor for Sunday Express.
How's Jeff doing?
He's fine. He's recovering. He's out of surgery. And
all our love to Jeff.
Of course.
And I mean, can you imagine? Because I think Jeff went to help someone, didn't he?
He thought that there was a scuffle outside a bar involving a bouncer, and he was like, not on my watch. And went to go help. Ended up being stabbed in the neck. But he's recovered. He's recovering. He's had surgery. He's recovering.
And my friends, this is how, what a small world it is. Brother is a policeman. And he caught the guy who had the machete outside. And it was really hard. He said, try and put handcuffs on someone who has a knife. And he escaped. But then they obviously everyone knows they shot him. But
it
was so frightening.
Really frightening. And obviously the last 3 months have been pretty horrific for these kind of random terrorist attacks, especially because Britain hasn't seen this since 2005, really.
No.
Nothing of any of that kind of large
and
scale.
And the IRA, they would do a warning and things, wouldn't they? And then you think, oh, they evacuated an area and then something would happen in those days. I mean, we haven't really seen anything like that, have we?
No, definitely not. And obviously, it's a testing time.
A very scary time.
Yeah. What did you see any of Ariana's concert in Manchester?
Yeah, I mean, I have to sound some tears through most of it.
The bit with the girls' choir, the school choir that sang along with her.
She was incredible. And
yeah, really, really shone through, I think. She's a real star.
Who did you like performance-wise?
Do you know what? Actually, I really liked all the stuff Ariana did.
Yeah.
I felt like she was... Although, obviously, it's a really tragic circumstance. I think this will be the making of her. You know, she'll be an international renowned star because she has held it together in what must be a really horrific thing to deal with.
Horrific for her.
Yeah.
Traumatic.
When she went to the hospital, she threw all of this benefit together, got all of her friends.
Some friends.
Yeah. Little Mix were really good. Even if I felt they were dressed a tiny bit inappropriately. But you know,
Liam Gallagher was great. I haven't heard him sing for ages. No, but he turned up. And I know he gave his brother some stick on Twitter. But I kind of thought
it's not
the heart
about them, though.
No, and it wasn't. But the heart was there and he did it, you know.
Yeah. I just feel it was a bit in bad taste to turn it into some Oasis feud, personally.
Brotherly fruit. Yeah, but I do think his heart was in the right place to do that. And everyone that turned out was just... I thought they all were phenomenal.
Yeah, and it was a really impressive event.
But though I know everyone thinks, oh, concerts. I mean, I'm supposed to be going to a concert soon. And, you know, my mum said, oh, do you think you should go? Do you think, you know, do you have to go into London today? And you can't stop not living.
No.
And then they've won.
Well, after the attack on Saturday, I went to a big festival in Victoria Park in East London. Mighty Hoopla, which had All Saints, Will Young, Sophia Baxter, Charlotte Church.
I heard this in Victoria.
Yeah, it was really, really incredible.
Yes.
And everyone that came onto the stage was saying, in light of what's happened, it's so lovely to see so many people turn up.
It was such a good atmosphere.
Really good atmosphere. It was a real party atmosphere. There were a lot of police around, but once you were inside and past the security barriers, you felt kind of safe. Like, you felt like nothing was going to get through, you know.
But I think you have to... Look, we've all got to be more aware of everything.
Yeah.
But you got to live your life. It could happen any time. You just... You know, unfortunately, these people are at the wrong time, wrong place.
Totally.
But very heartbreaking. I mean, gosh. And it's just affecting them at such young ages. Like the Manchester, you know, little girl of eight and so young. It's just... As a parent, I mean, I feel sick. I just don't know how you rebuild your life. So really sad few weeks. But let's hope... We can overcome it, and I think London is so united at the minute. Someone even offered a car park space earlier. They said, "Have it."
Never happened.
They said, "You have it. You have it, darling."
Well, London. I always feel like London is pretty united, regardless. You know, I think London is an incredible place. Really, you take it for granted when you're here every day, but I don't think that same as Manchester. Same with any big city. I think. There's a real sense of actual community, and people think, and I know where I was growing up in the countryside when I was younger, you'd think that the cities, everyone was really unfriendly and people weren't nice to you, but I've made the best friends I've ever made in my whole life here.
Oh.
You know, like...
Looking at me, loving eyes.
But, well, once you invite me to one of those red carpets, then we'll be talking.
Oh, you can come. What, red carpet at the show garage?
No, but seriously, and I think London will be fine. It's been through this a million times before. This is not new.
But my mum was saying it's kind of going back to the war days where terrible things happened to London and you'd all rally round for each other.
Yeah.
And you never knew what was going to happen next.
No.
But you know, you've got to stay strong. And these people aren't even... They're just the most horrific... I didn't want to call them terrorists because they're just absolute thugs.
Losers,
vile.
As Donald Trump said, right?
Yeah, I never thought you'd quote Donald Trump.
But I just did, you know. So.
Yeah, but you know what? We will overcome... Love conquers evil. Thank you.
It sure
Do you
does.
Like that?
I'm well done. I'm very proud of you, Lizzie,
Thank
for
you.
Saying that. Should we play a bit of Harry Styles?
You know, I'm in love with Harry.
Good. And then
I've got a story about Harry for you.
Oh, good. Well, let's.
if you play the want song, to hear it.
Of course I do. And then we'll maybe speak to Callie Jane and then we'll hear your story.
Okay.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Stuck and running from your bullets.
I love that track.
It's so good, isn't it? And I was actually really down on it when I first heard it.
I loved it from the minute I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, it's very apt at the minute, I think.
It is. Very apt. Very lovely song. Well done, Harry.
I love a bit of Harry.
But
I also love a bit of Love Island.
A bit of Love Island.
And it's back on our screens.
And it's back. And we have... I would go so far as to say Love Island royalty on the phone now. Callie Jane Beach, are you there?
Callie. I am. Hi.
How are you?
How are you, darling?
I'm good, thank you.
Really good.
I haven't seen you for a while, darling.
I need to come for a little catch up. I'm coming to London soon.
Oh,
just
awesome.
Just the baby. You can kind of hear her in the background here.
Oh, I thought I could.
Huge congratulations from us all
thank
here
you.
At FUBA.
What's it been like?
Oh, it's been crazy. Crazy but amazing at the same time. It's a real, like, life-changing thing, but... You know, all thanks to Love Island, really. So, yeah, it's crazy.
There's nothing like being a mum, though, is there? It's like puts everything in perspective. All those little rows and spats on Love Island, it all goes.
Oh, definitely. It just seems like nothing. Like when you're holding your own baby for the first time, it's just, like, incredible. So, yeah.
So you have the honour of being the first ever... The mother, first ever mother from Love Island.
I know.
It's the first baby, Love Island baby.
What's it? What's it been like? There's obviously been quite a big response to you recently about what's happened. And obviously, Love Island is such a huge success. What's it been like?
It's just like, to be fair, it's been really overwhelming. Like the type of support, you know, that I've had from so many people as well. Like, just so many mums have come through and kind of, you know, connected with me. So it's kind of a different audience than. You know, what I thought I originally connected to was, like, lots of young girls and boys. And now I've got mums, you know, approaching me and stuff all the time and asking for advice and support on set and stuff. And it's, like, a really different angle to my life, but, like, really enjoyable. And especially, like, all the fans of Love Island have been, you know, hot on all the pictures of the baby.
Uh-huh.
And saying, oh, 1 minute she looks like Lewis, then she looks like me. So it's hard to keep up, really, but I think she's definitely Mini Lewis.
You're a beautiful couple, I have to say. You're both gorgeous. I've seen you both in the flesh many a time. But I've got to say, have you had time? I know you've not got your gorgeous little one. Have you had time to watch the new series?
Yeah, I have been watching it. We usually get her a little bottle and get her laid down for a bed, ready for when it
dose
comes
her up.
So we get to watch it.
Load of cowpole, knock her out. So what do you feel of the new people in Love Island? Because they're quite some characters.
I have to confess, before you start talking, I haven't seen it yet. I'm doing a big Friday catch-up on it all, so I'm going in blind.
I'll have you know, I've watched everyone, which I haven't previously.
Okay.
I obviously watched you, my darling, but I didn't watch much of the other one. I watched a bit of Zara Holland. But this one I've got quite into. How do you feel about the characters? Who do you like and not like?
To be honest, it's really early to say. When, you know, I'm a friend of Jess's, I know Jess quite well, so when she come in I thought, great, smirking. And then when she was doing the whole, you know, was going to choose Montana's boy, I was like, no, don't do it. But then to be fair, she went with her heart and she did what she thought was right at the end of the day. And she clearly, you know, we only see 24 hours, so maybe she felt some vibes from Dom that we didn't really see. Because at first I was thinking to myself, why are you going to pick somebody that doesn't want you to pick them? Because he did say, don't pick me, didn't he?
Yeah, he was really saying, don't pick me. But do you feel Dom, who, is he from Newcastle, Dom? I feel he was the best looking boy there, to be fair.
Yeah.
But was he playing it? Because he really was acting like he didn't want it. And then when he was there, he was like, wow,
exactly.
You're this. I've never seen you look so beautiful on this date and all of that chat.
Yeah.
I thought 100%. He was a bit sly.
I think he's just gone in and he knows he's good looking. And I think he's had, you know, two other good looking girls fighting over him. And I think he's took advantage of the fact really that, you know, Jess liked him and Montana liked him. But I don't think he really wanted to fully, you know, tie either one of them off. Let's be honest, because it's like people are treating it very much as a game as well. You hear a lot of like tactical talk about, you know, it's a game after all. And
but is it a game? Is it really a game? Isn't it your true feelings? Because if you really feel physically attracted to someone, you've got banter, you get on and all of that.
I mean, people are different. I mean, when I was on the show, it was purely, you know, I was in love with Lewis, he's in love with me, And I don't think anybody, you know, because it was the first time, had a hidden agenda. So I feel like now people are, you know, looking back on, you know, the first year and maybe the last year of Love Island and trying to work out, you know, who's doing well and what, you know, what you need to do to stay in the show. So they're all kind of scrambling at, like, being in couples, really, rather than looking at if they could actually get with someone. As much as they talk about, oh, they're good looking, they've got good personality, I think really at this early stage they're all scrambling because they don't want to be the first to leave. So I see why that part is a bit of a game.
Do you think?
But at the same time, you can't ever, you know, you're never going to last 5 minutes if, you know, you're in a game with somebody. You wouldn't, if you're going in there to find love, go for it. If you're going in there to play a game, stay it. It's worse when I think people are very false. I mean, they do what they want to do, play a game, good for you. If you do it and you're going for love, good for you also. But I think it's worse than the false.
Nate, because you've obviously watched all the shows, and what did you feel of the Zara Holland situation when she got her crown taken off her? What was your stance on that?
Well, I actually know, obviously, I was Miss Great Britain myself, so I know Kate really, really well. I know the organisation, and I think there was a lot that went on behind the scenes what people didn't know about. You know, it was kind of already discussed that she was knowing what was expected of her behaviour in there. And she knew that if that was to happen, she would have been decrowned. And this was all in discussion before Zara went in. And Zara agreed and said it was fine. So for her to do what she did and then come out and make out like she had no idea and was really upset she had a crown taken off her, she knew what was going to happen if she did, whether she states she did or not. So,
that's interesting.
But do you feel that sometimes emotions get carried away and you have a drink and you kind of don't really think? What do you think on that?
To be honest, yeah, I suppose a tiny bit, but you don't get much alcohol to get pissed in there, let's be honest. You know, it's very rationed. And if anything, you're probably more likely to get carried away in the bedroom where everybody is than in one of them private rooms, because they look like a bloody porn set when you walk in. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
so
that's,
you don't forget that they're there.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? That's actually a good point. I think. But do you think that the show is kind of changing and evolving? Because the couple of years ago, obviously, it was the first one back. People were kind of learning about the format and stuff.
Yeah.
Last year, you know, you got still a hold on it, but they were making slight changes and things. Now, do you think I'm a bit concerned that it's going that Big Brother route, in that it's now got to a stage where everyone that is on it knows exactly what they've signed up for, and they're not necessarily
on there to find
in
love.
It for fun. Like in
exactly,
it, they want to be on a TV show, and this just happens to be the one that they're on.
And also, are they wanting fame? Are they just on the show thinking, oh, I'll get in that, and then a couple of weeks' time I can get in OK Magazine or get in, you know?
I think so. I think a lot of people do think that. They have seen that the show has done really well, you know, but I don't think that's the case. I mean, we've seen in the press, obviously, about John, and, you know, the girl that's gone in called Chloe was actually John's girlfriend of, what, 9 months, 6 months or something?
Oh, yeah.
And then she's gone in the show, and apparently, according to John, stayed at his house the night before. They've just got a puppy together. So, you know, if that is true, and she's gone and done that behind her back, then that's an example of someone who's definitely just gone in there for fame. Like, it's clearly fame-hungry. Why else would you shit on somebody that you're meant to care about and that you're meant to love? Like, you just wouldn't do that.
So, are you friends with anyone? Like, so you say if you see Zara Holland out, are you friendly? Are you friendly with the other
I'll always be friendly to people and I'll always be civil, but I don't like people that lie, and, you know, especially lie and play on the public's kind of emotions with the whole Miss Great Britain thing. And I was a friend of Zara's and we was, you know, really cool, but if, you know, you're going to cause stress to another woman, which was the owner of Miss Great Britain, who's done a lot for Zara and pushed her in that direction and supported her through Love Island, and she just went and threw it all in her face and lied when she came out, making Miss Great Britain look like an absolute ridiculous organisation, and it was not the case. And that is where I thought, you know what, your morals are all wrong and I don't like associating with people like that. You shouldn't do that for a bit of fame, and you shouldn't, you know, take every TV opportunity that comes your way if it means it's going to hurt somebody else. You shouldn't step on people to get where you want to be, because you might face them anyway back down. That's what I believe.
Fair enough.
So you think she was doing it all for the fame? But I, from knowing Zara, I genuinely think she just got carried away with the moment and had a few too many sherbets, or hadn't, you know, young girl, just, you know, I think it was pretty, innocent.
Which is fine. I mean, I totally agree. Like, if she'd have just come out and said, you know what, I got carried away in the moment, which she did, as you said, I got carried away in the moment, you know, this and that. Obviously, it's resulted in losing my crown, and she accepted responsibility, which was absolutely fair enough. But it was a fact of the whole lie. Like, I was never told I couldn't do this, and I was never told this. She was fully aware of what she couldn't do. So to come out and lie about that is where it was wrong for me and where I didn't like it.
Interesting.
It was not that she did anything on the show, because everybody does, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people did. So it was not that. It was, you know, the way she went about it afterwards.
But is it that bad, having a little bit of fun under the covers?
No.
I think if you're representing a brand, maybe it is. That's what I would have to say.
Two against one here.
It's not that for me at all. It's nothing wrong with anything under the covers at all. It's about how you deal with it after. And like I said, I just knew that she was aware of what would have happened if she did. Whether she wanted to or not, that's absolutely fine. But she knew that she would have got her crown took off her, so to play on that and be all, oh, they'd really, like, hurt my feelings and all this palaver, like, you knew exactly what was expected of you. If you want to do that and you want to have sex, then that's absolutely fine, but accept the consequences, like she said she did, but then came out and said, oh, they never told me this, they never told me that. So then everybody else and all the public was like, poor Zara, you know, she never knew this and it wasn't her fault. And it was like, well, she did know. But there you go. I mean, it's one of the things.
But do you think Great Britain, Miss Great Britain, is a bit of an old-fashioned sort of establishment? Do they not need to get a bit with the times a little bit, do you think? I'm a big fan of the pageants. I mean, I've been a judge at Miss England and Miss Manchester, and I used to love watching Miss World. But I'm just thinking, is it a bit old-fashioned in what they're saying their rules are and you know, do this, do that? We are living, you know...
Well, they don't really have any. I wouldn't say they had any rules that wasn't really unfair. I mean, if you want to represent at that time, I mean, you know, for that span of a year, you're a huge role model to a lot of young girls that are aspiring to be you. So at that time, I would have thought about it a little bit more. You know, obviously, when I was on the show, I was Miss Great Britain, but I would, if I'd have slept with somebody on the show, I wasn't Miss Great Britain at that time anyway. So it wasn't like I was the current person that everybody was looking up to. And I think a lot of pageant girls that was young and that was teenagers was looking up to, you know, Zara on the show. And, you know, again, you say, like, is it with the times? And, I mean, what are we promoting here then? Do you know what I mean? It's like saying it's all right for all young girls to have sex on TV. Again, I'm totally not against it if that's what people want to do. But, you know, it's like you said, at the time, it's a brand. It's only like if you was a policewoman or a, you know, a school teacher and all your primary school kids was watching, it wouldn't be all right either, would it?
So, no, I agree with you. I have to say I agree with you.
Lizzie's
not so
sure. Your school teacher never did anything wrong, did that?
No, quite. You know, probably not.
yeah, but I, all I'm saying is I feel she got carried away with the moment.
Probably. Might,
and I saw Zara and Loose Women and I felt they were quite harsh in some ways.
This was a while ago now, Lizzie. This is last summer. Give it up.
It's all right, though, but I'm interested in your point of view and I can, you know, I can see both sides. Yeah. And I haven't been on Love Island, I'm sure I'll never will be, but I can't imagine what it's like in there as well. I'm sure it's quite intense.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Very,
right?
Yeah, very intense. You do feel watched quite a bit sometimes. You know, you do notice when the cameras are there sometimes, and sometimes you don't. But like I said, the more obvious in the private rooms than they are in the main house.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. And can I say? And how do you feel on Jess? Because she's a bit of a. She, I mean, if you watch this, Steve, and you've got to see that, because she came in at the last bit as the girl, and then she was very sexy, isn't she? She's very curvaceous, and she's a hot girl. I mean, would you have hated her coming in on your show at the last minute the way she's done it?
Yeah, I think any girl will feel, you know, threatened by someone as gorgeous as Jess, to be honest. But I think it depends how, you know, strong he felt in the couple at the time, and he should have walked in when I was being on. I wouldn't have been fazed, because me and Lewis is pretty strong. But I think for her to come in at this very early stage in the beginning, when, you know, the first person's like due to be kicked off the island, I think that's what caused the panic. Because they haven't had a chance to like establish relationships yet, have they? And, you know, that trust between each other. So it's almost like, you know, everybody's just kind of feeling each other out and guessing who's going to be legit and who's, you know, gonna shit on somebody. It's kind of that at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't trust anyone, really.
No, definitely not.
Well, Callie, thanks so much for the update. That is an intense conversation. I was not expecting it to go that deep,
but it's
Lizzie.
It's quite good. I enjoyed it. And I love you both. And I'm so happy you found real true love on Love Island.
Well, I did.
They were a genuine couple, you see.
Yeah, and that's. I did just want to quickly ask before we say goodbye. How is the baby getting on?
Oh, she's fantastic. She's having a little snooze on me now, listening to you guys. She's calmed with your nice voices.
Are we bored her to death because we're talking about Zara Holland's crown?
She's probably thinking, oh, it's this Love Island talk again. This is all I hear about.
And how old is she now?
She's literally just coming up to a month now, yeah.
Wow, that's nothing.
Are you going to do some like baby stuff? I saw Amy Child's little one. They're launching new prams and stuff. Is that something Elaine will go into?
I think, to be honest, I'd really like to do kind of a fitness DVD, getting back into shape, but more of like a mum-based one where you can kind of work out with your baby. It's quite big in America, I've heard.
Okay, interesting.
It's quite interesting, and it's, you know, a lot of people do fitness DVDs, but not like pregnant mums. It's like a new niche in the market, I think. So
I love that. Yeah, I've seen videos of it with the babies being like used as weights and things. I love that. I might have to borrow yours to go down the gym. Oh, well, thank you, my darling, and love to all the family. Glad you're looking as beautiful as ever.
Oh, I'm trying.
It's my stunning girl.
Please do come into the studio the next time you're in London. It'd be great to see you.
Bring all the family.
Oh, I will, 100%. Yes, I will.
Bring the baby. I love babies.
All right, thanks so much, Callie.
Bye, Callie.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
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 Dress you cause you're tired, cover you as you desire, when you fall asleep inside my arms. May not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what you know, I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be back here. Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. Let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side.
Fubar Radio presents
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Well, Jessica Chastain is one of my favourite female actresses, definitely. Also Amy Adams and Jennifer Connelly. I absolutely love Jennifer Connelly. I had a crush on her from when she was in Labyrinth. You should look that film up, Stacey. You're probably too young to remember Labyrinth, but she did a film called Labyrinth when I was in my teens, I think, and I used to crack them out over Jennifer Connelly, man, like massively, massively. I probably like 8 billion kids have been gone of mine because of Jennifer Connelly.
Every Friday,
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
What were you just telling me, babes?
Sorry, no, it's not for air.
Not for air.
Well,
I was actually trying to teach you how to do an Insta story, wasn't I, just then?
Yeah, because I've got some girl that always does my Insta stories for me.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't ever do them. I've just...
Is that Lara?
Yeah. And I don't know how to do them.
Well, if anyone's interested, on my Instagram, I have just posted a very gorgeous picture of Lizzie Cundy's legs.
Ah! Yeah, but I was carrying loads of bags up the stairs. It's not attractive.
I think you look great, darling.
Thank you. Very kind. Thank you. I want to do an Insta story of you. Now I know how to do it.
I bet you...
I'm going to do it all day long.
It'll be. I reckon it'll be a challenge for you, but you'll get there.
Oh, listen, I passed my driving test first go. Everyone said I wouldn't. I passed my GCSEs, A-levels, first go. I can do many things first go. Just want to tell you that.
Good to know, babes.
I walked at 10 months.
You walked at 10 months? Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, I can do things very quick.
Okay, well...
I just want to tell you that.
I'm impressed, babes.
I sent someone a text. They sent back something double quick, then he... You know.
Well, if anyone wants to get Cundy on there on doing an Insta story of me.
Yeah, if you want an Insta story, give me a little tweet.
And I would love to see you jump on that bandwagon. Now, there's some happy news today. I don't know if you've seen. Just announced this afternoon.
Am I getting married?
I don't know. Are you getting married?
Da, da, da. I nearly did.
Where's
last
Nigel
night.
Farage?
No, it's not Nigel. Poor Nigel. You knew he came on the show today, but he's very busy. It's one of the busiest days of the year.
I would say today and tomorrow are probably the busiest days of
they
in his calendar.
I know. I'm not getting married, though. I was wearing a white wedding dress last night for some reason.
I wouldn't call that a wedding dress. Have you heard the good news? Someone's having a baby.
Someone's having a baby?
Yeah.
Hold on. Who is it? It can't be.
It's Louisa Zisman from The Apprentice.
Wow.
She's just announced 10 months after having her last baby, she is pregnant again with another girl.
OMG.
What do you think about that? That's quite a small age gap, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's very tight. And that's going to be hard work. But she'll probably have nannies and things.
Yeah.
But that is tough. That's tough going. Not a lot of time.
Well, there's only 18 months between me and my sister.
Are you close?
As in
clothes you get on?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we didn't when we were younger, but now
you're
I love
like,
her to
no,
bits.
No, I'm Lib Dem, and she was like, no.
My sister very much respects my political opinion.
Oh, good.
Actually,
good. I like to have a you know,
of course,
debate, a
of
political
course.
Debate.
But I do think that it can be a bit difficult close in age. What do you think?
I depends.
What's the age gap between your boys?
I've got nearly 6 years, five years, but nearly six, five okay. and a half. And
would you have liked to have had more?
I would have actually, because I love babies and I love being a mum. I love it. Yeah, I would have loved, but it didn't work out.
Right, fair enough.
My ex-husband got testicular cancer twice. That's bad luck.
That's very bad luck.
That is bad luck. And we didn't think it would happen. And then James was a little miracle, really. And then everything else kind of went to... pot. As we say, it didn't work out.
Well, no, that's
it was
fair
a
enough.
Successful
no, but you've had two sons. It's not bad.
No, it was a success in some ways because we were together from a very young age, from like 18, 19. Had two lovely boys, but I would have loved another one.
Yeah.
I love my boys so much. And it's hard. I was just saying to you, my boy did his GCSE maths today. And he was, but he's so big. He's 6'3" and he's all big. And he came running in all excited. But he was like a child, but big. It's like you're proper, like a man. It's weird.
Is it quite hard watching a child grow up? I can imagine, like in my family, my dad was away a lot. And my mum brought us up quite a lot when my dad was away, because he was in the Navy. So fair enough.
Yeah.
And I can imagine when my dad explains the sun, right? But you know, when my dad would have been away and come back, we would have changed in those 6 months quite dramatically.
Do change quite a lot.
Is it hard to watch your child grow up?
I kind of made them sign a thing. They'll stay with me till they're 50. I forced them. No, it's a good thing. In a good way, I know I've done a good job as a mum because they're independent.
Mm-hmm.
But in some ways. Because I love them to bits. I don't want them to leave me. I love it when we're all together. It's my best times ever.
That's adorable.
I love it. My best times, I remember, are us together watching Chelsea, going for meals together, having fun, just sitting on the couch watching a movie, having a giggle at each other. And we have got the same sense of humour, and we do take Mickey out of each other quite a lot. And it's fun. But I feel
take
like
the Mickey
my
out
friends.
Of you? I can't imagine.
Oh, my God. heard one of them after they saw what I was wearing last night. But we have fun. They are like my best friends.
But you can keep that going forever. I mean,
I know, but it's hard because I suddenly think, oh, well, what are we doing? And then they're like, oh, Mum, I'm going to my mate's house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to my friend's.
And you're like, oh, I'm free
like,
tonight.
Bring your friends here. Like, no, Mum. No, they do, actually. Their friends do come over all the time. I join
really?
In.
What are you doing?
No, I like cooking for them all, and I like a busy house.
Oh, my dad has just texted me. You know what he said?
What?
You did change a lot after 6 months away.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
I got more spotty, more greasy, probably a bit more gay.
And a bit more like, Dad,
a bit
I need
more
this.
Windy.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's listening. Hello, Mr. Leng.
Hi, Derek.
Oh, my dad was called Derek.
Really?
Yeah, how
very
weird.
Popular
nice
name.
Yeah. Nice name,
very
Derek.
Northern name.
Derek. Derek. Yeah, but it is hard, obviously. But I love being a mum, and I would have loved, you know, everyone says, oh, you should have had a girl. It would be lovely. You love all dresses and makeup. But I've got about five goddaughters.
Yeah.
And when I see them, they go straight for my handbag, going through all my Chanel lipsticks, all everywhere. And I'm like, that, give it back.
Give it back.
That cost a lot of money. Little brat.
Well, I mean, I guess.
No, I don't mind.
Kids is plenty, I think, honestly.
Yeah, and
it?
They're healthy and they're very lovely and kind. They're the kindest boys ever.
I hope that my sister grows up with her boys like that. You know what I mean? Mm. She's got two young boys. I'm hoping that they are. She's already said, you're never leaving me. She's telling Hugo, the eldest, you're never leaving mummy, are you?
I know. They also, we'll look after you when you're old. I'm like, well,
chuck
I'm
you
getting,
in a home.
I'm getting old soon, so hurry up. They're like, we'll look after you. No, James said, I'm going to really make you proud. He said today, I was like, oh.
That's a lovely thing to say.
He's so sweet, but he's so chuffed. I think he's done all right in maths. I can't believe it.
Well, when
wasn't my best subject, I'll be honest.
When's the results out? August?
Yeah, they're coming, so it's but you know, did you get your maths?
I did. I got 2 A's, 7 B's in my GCSEs.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, drama. Surprisingly, yeah, drama. I got an A in drama and an A in religious studies.
So did I. That's
did
weird.
Did you?
So did I. I know all about Islam.
Do
it's
you?
Nothing we like did, what's going on at the minute.
No, we did Judaism in my school.
I did Islam.
And
I thought that anyone's interested listening.
Yeah, no, sorry.
But
I'm interested to hear what you, how you. Listen, you went to a nun school, didn't you?
I was brought up with nuns, and it says a lot. I think I was always the rebel. I got away with absolute terrible things,
and still
letting
do.
Off stink bombs, putting whoopee cushions. This poor lady was called she was called Hart, Miss Hart. And I would always
Sister
call her
Hart?
Mrs. Hart.
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Hart was Mrs. Fart. And we used to put this whoopee cushion. I did it every time and I'd blame my friend. It was her. And she'd always get the blame. And no one. I was like, I'd do it. And go do stuff. I was so naughty.
And I think that's carried on into your adult life, Lizzie.
I got away with it, though. I got away with it. I think it has.
I was too much of a geek in school to ever get in trouble. I was terrified of authority. Things have changed as I've gotten older, but...
No, I was very naughty.
Interesting.
And I never saw any men, because you couldn't have a man in a convent. So if ever there was a builder, we were like, oh, there's a man. There's a man. Oh, he's got hairy legs. Oh, my God. We were so excited. Isn't that bad?
And this poor bloke's probably like all these 13-year-old
came to fix a leaky roof, and we're all looking up his shorts. It was awful.
You are disgusting,
Cundy. It's made me into a pervert. It has.
Continued to this day.
It has, I think.
Well, should we play another song and then have a bit more showbiz gossip rather than just talking about our lives?
No, sorry, don't talk about me.
No, fine.
Me.
How about a bit of Rita Ora?
Oh, yes.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. 'Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like
rude, but I'm usually the type of girl that'll hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips through my heartbeat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore.
Rita not my favourite. I'm sorry, not my favourite.
Oh, Rita Ora, your song, not your fave.
Would you like it?
No. Did you?
It's on me.
Did you know that? Did you know that Rita is going to be hosting a brand new TV show?
What's it called?
It's called Boy Band, and yeah. It is trying to find the hottest new boy band in America.
In America.
Yeah. Do you know? Have you heard who the judges are? I think this is quite good.
Yeah, go on.
Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys.
I love him, by the way. I love the back. Actually, can we play some Backstreet Boys?
We can play some Backstreet
Boys. What's a scary one?
We'll have a look.
Okay.
And do you know who the other judge is?
No.
Emma Bunton.
She's a curious mix.
She's making her big US debut on this TV
because
show.
Because they obviously know her from the Spice Girls.
Yeah, what
the
do
Spice
you,
Girls were massive out there.
What do
they?
You think of Emma? Because she has kind of the Spice Girls, she has been the one that's kind of kept the lowest profile, hasn't she?
Yeah, but I do think Emma's been constant.
Yeah.
She's been, you know, the others have dropped in and dropped out. Obviously, Melanie Brown has done phenomenally well with X Factor and so forth. But Emma's been constant on the radio show at heart. She's been constantly working, beavering away.
Yeah. So do you think that... See, because
sort of Jerry Halliwell has had sort of famous
Monty.
Relationships and friendships, George Mike, and then, you know, the got the guy she's got now, you know, to do with Formula One and all of that. She's had more sort of famous relationships and career, would you say?
Yeah. Yes, I would agree.
Emma's been steady. Steady little Trojan workhorse.
She's the tortoise, not the hare.
Aye,
slow
and then
steady.
They win the race.
They do win the race. That's the saying goes.
As they say.
Yeah.
I could be a bit of a tortoise. A tortoise.
Nah, babes, you're 100 miles an hour, you. No, but
if I told you what I'm doing at the minute, you wouldn't believe it. I cannot tell you yet. But when I can, you'll hear it first on Football Radio.
Okay, well, I'm very excited to hear about it.
You will be.
If you want to get me involved and give me a paycheck too, that'd be great.
Maybe, if you're nice to Lizzie Candetta.
Babes, I'll be nice
very,
to you for a year.
I'm a very good friend. I'm not a good enemy. Okay?
Who are your enemies?
You don't want to go there. One could be on Big Brother.
Oh, I haven't watched any Big Brother
yet. Are you going to watch Celebrity Big Brother's coming in August, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, of course. Who's going in? Do we know?
No, we don't know yet.
Oh.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
You're the TV guy. Come on.
Not anymore.
Come on.
Not anymore. So I'm 1 week down, actually, speaking of my new job. Celebrity editor at Bella Magazine.
We love that. Celebrity editor. Can you not get me in there? I am a celebrity.
Of course I can,
to Daily Star.
Of course I can.
Celebrity that never learns, I'm called. Sounds like my mum. You never learn. Can I just tell you about a horrible situation? It's because I love animals. I've cost myself so much money because I'm driving happily home. Then this, I thought it was a horse, jumped out in front of me. I'm so scared. So I don't want to hit this poor animal. Drive into the side, buster, puncture the wheel, tyre, poof, bumper. I know you're not into cars, but...
I understand what a bumper is, yeah.
I'm upset. And my car is like, then the bonnet flies up. Can't see, it's pitch black, lights all go out.
Well, if anyone wants
to... And if I just, given the little tap, or put my foot down instead of swerving, I'll be fine.
You can't really...
I know it's only a car, but you can't upset.
You can't predict how you're going to act in these kind of situations, can you?
Well, I acted like a dick, honestly. I'm fucking annoyed at myself. I could relive it.
Well, next time.
Anyway,
next
it's been
time,
a costly error.
Yeah, I bet.
But I did save a deer. So for you animal lovers out there...
Vegetarians,
yes,
like myself...
Exactly. You must love me even more.
Wait, hold on. We've gone totally off topic here because I wanted to talk about Emma. Do you think that Emma Bunton, do you think America are going to take them to their heart the way they have Mel B?
I think they love the American English accent. I think they will adore her. I do.
Really?
I think they'll love her. They love the Spice Girls. Anything to do with Spice Girls. Even when I go back there now, they go, do you know any of the Spice Girls? Are you there? They love an English accent. I think she'll do really well. I really want her to do well.
Yeah, I'd like her to
do
well.
I really like Emma.
I think she looks hot to trot at the minute as well. If anyone's looking, they should check out Emma's Instagram because she is looking incredible.
So she's in the States.
She's in the States. She's filming. Yeah.
So what's the show called?
Boy Band. Boy Band.
It's funny why they've chosen Emma, though, for it. Why haven't they chosen American...
Well, Spice Girls are one of the biggest bands of all time, aren't they? Pop bands. And they probably want a little bit of her influence on you know.
But
I
did
think
they
it
not
makes
want
sense.
A Beyonce, someone that
Well,
was...
come on, let's be real. I mean, Emma Bunton's a bit more approachable than Beyonce, isn't she?
I'm telling her that. She's on my speed dial.
Who, B? Or Emma?
Em. Both, actually. And Trump.
Well, do you know what?
I've been offered to go to Washington. No, not I'm
okay.
not going.
Please explain more.
No. A friend invited me over to... He knows him.
Knows Trump?
Yes.
Have you been to Trump Tower?
No. Have you?
Yes.
And what was it like? Gold. Very gold.
Very gold. I went in there as a bit of a joke, actually, thinking, well, it never happened, so lol, let's go to Trump Tower. This time last year, actually.
I love lol.
Lol. And I... went in, I was waiting for my friend because he'd gone to a museum I couldn't be bothered to go to, and it was quite an experience, honestly, but it was dead. I mean, that was the thing to notice. There was like no one there, and I had a glass of wine in the bar.
It's not like you.
Excuse me. In the Trump bar.
Was it nice? I bet it's cheaper than chili beers down there, wasn't it?
Shilly beers. It's not even called. Shilly. It's called the Depot now.
Oh, the Depot. Sorry.
And I sat and had my glass of wine. Then I said, "Excuse me, can you show me where the merchandise is?" Thinking, "Ha, wouldn't it be funny to buy a Trump T-shirt or something?" It was literally, you know, one of those old-fashioned cabinets that you display plates and silverware in.
Yeah.
Like a bit kind of 50s.
Old-fashioned.
Like old-fashioned.
Granny would have.
Yeah, that your granny would have. It was one of those.
I bet my granny wouldn't like it.
Filled with T-shirts and hats. And it was all... I felt it was just all a bit awkward. Do you know what I mean? It was all a
weird.
Bit... Weird, yeah. And
did you buy
now
anything?
He's... No. Now he's President of the United States.
I wish you had. Unbelievable.
It was the right old experience, I tell
but
you.
It's a mad time when you think... Because he wasn't, you know, doing The Apprentice, a reality star. Now
yeah.
he is one of the most powerful men on the planet. Quite a scary thought.
I think...
Is it real hair? Is it wig?
It's real hair because he's had people prove that before.
Why do you think he has the big flick? Is it a bit Nicky Clark?
I think he is one of those people that thinks he actually looks really good as he is.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a real
hot shot
boss. And you know, each their own. I'm not a fan. I'm interested to see today, actually, completely off the showbiz topic, how this thing with James Comey goes. He's giving evidence right now, I believe.
Oh my goodness.
In the Senate. I think the year will be out and he will maybe not be president anymore.
He could be in Stook with this one.
I think you're right.
I feel this is something that won't go away.
No, nope, I agree with you.
Oh, darling, the world of politics. We keep going back to it, but it is election day.
It is election day.
I was the first one at my polling station. I ran
Well done. Keeping Theresa May in power.
And do you know what? The lovely lady in there sat all day on that wooden chair. I offered her a cup of tea and Jaffa cake. I said, shall I go get you? You've got a long day ahead. She went, I'll be all right, dear.
Very thoughtful of you. I didn't think...
She's still sitting there until 10. Not even a cushion. What? Who gives she's a wooden chair to an 80-year-old?
She's obviously very, you know, keen on her
Did you
politics.
Have a queue in yours or not?
I did have a queue. I had to queue for about 10 minutes.
Oh.
It's very busy in Hackney, yeah. Lots of Labour voters going down. Anyway, shall we play, speaking of Emma Bunton, shall we play a little bit of Spice Girls?
Yeah, but I really want you to find the track I've asked for once. But yes, right, let's.
We'll play a bit of Spice Girls first.
I'd like to have a bit of Donna Summer.
We will have some Donna Summer.
Because of our next guest.
Yeah, because of our next guest, and who is Bruce Adano, who we'll be speaking to just after we speak, after we've heard Emma. Yeah?
Okay, baby.
Great.
Kill Politicians Edition.
Okay.
Tony Blair, Ed Miliband, Jeremy Corbyn.
If we marry Jeremy Corbyn, right?
He'd die. And then you'd be alone.
I don't
like
that.
So I'd have to marry Ed Miliband.
But you can.
I'd be alone in my later.
You can remarry.
I'm not interested in that. It's very expensive to get married nowadays. And I quite like Ed Miliband.
That's fair.
But I would definitely have sex with Jeremy Corbyn.
And you'd kill Tony Blair.
Always.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whittle Show.
From 6 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
Good is that, Lizzie?
That's one of my favourite tracks.
Me too.
Of all time. It always gets me going.
Me too. I'm a bit of a disco fiend. Ooh. I have to be honest.
I am. I'm so excited for our next guest.
Yes, he's on the phone right now. Bruce Sedano, how are you?
Hey, Stephen.
How are you?
Lizzie. I'm well. I'm really good. And it's funny because I was listening along. I haven't really listened to the record in a long time. And it's... I was just thinking what an amazing moment in time that was. It was
really,
you know, a confluence of so many elements that just kind of like burst and came together right in that perfect moment.
Yeah.
So it really made for a really interesting record and a soulful record and an honest record and great sounding record. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have an incredible story.
Speaking
obviously.
As a fan, just listening to it.
Is it easy to do that though? Because obviously you were married to Donna. Is it easy to listen to something like that as a fan?
Well, I think, right in this specific moment that I just heard it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I responded. Other moments, there are different, you know, thoughts and feelings. But right then, I was like, "Wow, I haven't really listened to this record in a long time. What a great sounding record! What, you know?" And like I said, it was a confluence of things. You know, it was a great horn arrangement. You know, a great vocal by Donna. You know,
yeah.
a topical topic in the moment. The R&B-ness of it, but yet there's a rock edge in there as well, but yet the specificness of a Giorgio Moroder, Pete Bellotti production with you know great Harold Faltermeyer arrangement, horn arrangement, and you know.
Oh, and I bet you miss a great.
And then the hook of the toot toot beep beep. I mean,
yeah. beep beep.
That's, people still, you cannot replicate that. I mean, it's a one off.
Listen, my boy that's 16 sings that to me when I'm in, when he wants me to hurry up. He goes beep beep. Ooh, he does
it. Yeah. So you know, I mean, lots of interesting elements that combined right there to make it the great thing that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you must miss her dearly, I bet, Bruce.
Well, you know, of course, and but I keep myself busy. I have a new record out. I'm on tour.
You've got lots going on.
Pardon me?
You've got lots going on, Bruce.
I do, you know, I think a big part of I realized early on in this phase of my life that I had to move forward, that mm-hmm. I couldn't stagnate, that there was more for me to do. That's what, you know, Donna would want, expect.
Yeah.
And on the other side of it, emotionally, if you don't go there, you just become paralyzed. You know, you can go to a not good place.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was, you know, somehow fortunate enough to realize that early on. So I've been about my business you know, I'm encouraged, I'm inspired, and I'm out there playing and I'm having a great time.
It's fantastic.
Your record just came out, 21st Century World.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about what the sound is and what people can expect from it.
You know, it's you know, a big part of what I do is about the lyric, you know, and what I have to say. You know, even in a song like Bad Girls, you know, it was a lyric that was written about an issue, mm-hmm. you know. So 21st Century World, you know, I'm dealing with different aspects of our current culture, you know, both politically and socially, and I'm trying to start, you know, a few dialogues and about some of these issues that are going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm of the opinion that, you know, as human beings, we have much more in common that binds us than the things that divide us, and that we need to take the things that, you know, pull us together as people and build from there out and not to be divided and separated by the areas of disagreement and to be demonized because you have a different opinion. You know, it's about everybody having a spirit of compromise and coming together and finding solutions.
Nice sentiment.
Anyway.
Definitely.
We need that at the minute with everything that's going on in the world. That is such a lovely thing to say. Bruce.
Yeah. So, I mean, so those are some of the things that I'm thinking and feeling as I'm writing songs at this point in my career. You know, there's another song on the record which is called When Cinderella Dies. And, you know, I was a guy that was married for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But through the circumstance of life, I found myself back out in the world again as a single man. And I was quickly struck by what I've deemed an epidemic of single motherhood, because I ran into so many women who were now single women who have kids and are trying to rediscover who they are and carry on with their lives with all the responsibilities. It's a tremendous challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found myself having such empathy for these women, you know,
obviously you're talking about the state of the world. What do you think of the situation that's going on in America right now? The whole situation with Trump, obviously people are very pro him, people are very anti him. There's this whole thing about Russia. What do you make of that whole situation at the minute?
Well, you know, it's a soap opera. Mm-hmm. and it's unfortunate. You know, I think it will play itself out, and I think that in the end result, America will stand, and hopefully we will become stronger through whatever this scenario is, and wiser.
Mm-hmm.
So, in spite of everything, I come down in a place of hope.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of, you know, the bit of a circus that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and I understand all the uncertainty that it creates around the world. I think, you know, that, you know, it makes everybody wonder where everything is, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we live in a crazy world, but I think...
Just another chapter.
You know, we'll come through it.
Yeah,
we
totally.
Will come through it.
Now, you've worked with some amazing people in your career, haven't you?
I sure have.
Oh, my God. Michael and Jermaine Jackson. I mean...
Dolly Parton is my personal favourite. What are those people like? Do you actually sit down in a studio with them? Do you write a song and send it to them? How does it work?
Well, both situations were different. You know, Michael, the Jacksons were somebody that I was working with around that period of time. Jermaine specifically and Michael, I kind of knew separately, you know, just from being in the studio and him being in another room and me being in, you know, the room next door with Donna. You know, mm-hmm. So we'd met... you know, there's a famous family story where, you know, Donna and I, like in around 1988 or something, we were living in London. We were recording the record with Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael was at, I don't remember where he was. What's the big space in London?
Abbey Road? Could it have been?
No, it was a live concert.
Live concert.
You know,
Live 8, Hyde Park, something like that. Hyde Park.
It was probably Hyde Park. That's what it was. It was Hyde Park. And my daughter Brooklyn went on stage. You know, she was about, I don't know, 6, 7 years old or something like that. Went on stage and danced with Michael.
How incredible.
But how the song with Michael happened, Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming, my friend and the producer of those records, Michael Amardian, brought me in to his sessions. He was producing Jermaine's record. And so we would basically sit down. Michael would have a musical idea. And then, you know, the three of us would, you know, figure out a melody. And I would go away and write a lyric and bring it back to Jermaine. And he would... You know, so we developed that kind of relationship. Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming was a song originally was going to be just by Jermaine. Michael heard it and loved it. And he, basically, the way I was told, asked, could he do it as a duet, which everybody quickly welcomed. And that's kind of how that happened.
Wow,
I wasn't there when Michael did the vocals. Anyway, that's that story.
And what about Dolly?
Oh, okay.
We love Dolly Parton.
Dolly, that's completely... Okay, so my parents are getting divorced. I'm a grown guy at this point, you know, but still the divorce of my parents affected me. I started, you know, I went into my little room and started writing this song called Starting Over Again.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm in the room writing the song, you know, Donna comes to the door, sticks her head in and says, you know, you should have put a line in that song about all the king's horses and all the king's men. And I'm like, great idea. You know, Donna's awesome with the hooks. And finished writing the song. Donna is scheduled to go on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which was the big late night show in those days, to basically sing her, promote her new single. She comes to me the day of the show and says, you know, I'm going to sing Starting Over Again tonight on the Johnny Carson show. I'm like, honey, you can't do that. You're doing it to promote your new record. And she's like, no, maybe if I do it, your parents will stay together. And
aww.
I'm like, honey, that's the sweetest. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
That's the sweetest thing. But, you know, I don't know that that's reality. And she's like, well, you know, let's be positive. I'm like, you know. So anyway, Donna, you know, overrules everybody as she would be following her own heart and her own mind and her own spirit, and with this altruistic act of kindness in her heart, sings Starting Over Again on the show. The next day, Dolly Parton's people call saying, what song is that? Whose song is that? Has anybody recorded that song? Dolly wants to record it.
Oh, wow.
And that's how that happened.
That's so cool.
That's incredible.
What an amazing story.
I love that.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
You've got to write a book if you haven't already, Bruce.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, I think you should. That's amazing. I'd
definitely
love to hear
be interested.
These stories.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I love hearing about the Jacksons because they were so different. And I know I've heard stories that Jermaine was a little bit jealous of Michael. So it's kind of like, it's so interesting hearing about it all,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
With us not having Michael here anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know that Jermaine was jealous of Michael. You know, Jermaine was the older brother and you know, I know he loved Michael. That's the overriding thing that I would pull away from Jermaine's feeling towards Michael was he loved his brother, and you know, they came up at a hard time, and they came up as they were young kids, and you know, anyway, so you know, it's a Hollywood rock and roll story for sure. But,
totally is. Wow,
it is. It's incredible. Well, I'm loving to hear your stuff. I can't wait,
yeah.
Bruce.
Well, Bruce, we actually have one of your songs lined up, Coney Island Days. So we're going to play that now. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, my pleasure, Stephen and Lizzie. I look forward to speaking to you again in the future. Bye-bye.
Definitely. Come in the flesh when you're in London,
if you're ever
Bruce.
In London, that'd be great.
I will.
Come and see
us. I'll definitely do that.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you,
God bless.
Bye.
Ciao.
Oh, what a nice guy.
What a lovely guy. Should we play a bit
Let's
of
play a track.
Coney Island Days?
Yeah.
Charlie got no job anymore. No real life to speak of. He's feeling like the good times have passed him by. Lost in the shadow of his yesterday, he walks the beach and wonders how it is that things worked out this way. And still inside him, there's a boy. There always is a boy. That always is. These are the Coney Island days of passing life away. Time you can't replace. Coney Island days, Coney Island days, Coney Island days, Coney Island days. Talks a lot about what used to be and the might have been. If only things would have worked out differently. Never dreamed that it would come to this. Back when the stars were shining, before he wound up stranded and lost at sea. And still inside him there's a dream. There always is a dream. That always is. These are the Coney Island days of passing life away. Time you can't erase. Coney Island days. Coney Island days. Coney Island days.
How nice is that?
I loved it.
What a lovely voice he has.
Nice guy. Nice guy with a lot of experiences. Now, if I was a ghostwriter, I'd be on his case straight away.
You would?
I would. He's got great stories.
Yeah, definitely.
Jacksons, Dolly Parton, sure, a load more.
Yeah.
Married to Donna Summer. Incredible.
I mean, I'm just... What's my life story going to be, Lizzie? This is what I want to know.
Bobs, I don't know, but I can't tell mine.
No, there's
too many people
too
in trouble.
Too many naughty things.
And I've got too many friends. I'd never upset. I'm very loyal.
Yes, I have heard this, Lizzie, to be fair. You're very loyal to those that you love.
I do. And if you... if you're nasty to me, I can be a right one. But if you're good to me, I'm the best friend you can ever have. It's true.
It's true.
No, I am a good friend.
No.
And I hate upsetting people. I'd hate to write a book and upset.
Lizzie,
you know,
I think you've got a lot of stories.
I can't mention names. But
one day they'll come out on your deathbed.
They will, darling. I've got to write it before I pop my clocks.
Yeah, true. So where are you off to tonight?
Well, darling, I've got to help Jason Manford. We've got a big charity event for the Variety Club. And they've got loads of acts on.
What is the Variety Club?
The Variety Club is the children's wonderful charity helping disabled children.
Oh, okay, right, got
give
it.
Give a better life, you
okay,
know?
So what are you doing there?
And
anything
disadvantaged
fun?
Kids. Yeah, and there's loads of acts on. We're going to have a load of fun, comedy night. It's like wonderful food. Aldo Zilli's cooking again.
A treat.
He's had a busy couple of days. He's my date again tonight. Poor thing. So it's going to be fantastic.
I'm jealous.
Are you jealous?
I'm going to go home and watch election coverage.
Well, I will be keeping my ear to the radio and Twitter. I hear it is a landslide victory.
What are you talking about? There hasn't even been an exit poll yet.
Well, the lady in the toilet who was cleaning the toilet just said, I said, who? She said, I live in Tottenham. I had to get up early to vote. So I said, oh, what's Tottenham? Is it? Is that a Labour? Is it? And she went, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, who did you vote for? And she went, oh, I just voted for the handsome guy, you know? And I was like, okay. There's a way to vote.
Well, if you were voting for the handsome person, you wouldn't vote for Theresa May, would you? I'm just saying. Why
listen,
does she always look so bloody tired?
Well, she's through the night that trying to help everyone. Okay?
Why does Corbyn not
trim his beard? Oh, sorry, Stephen.
Nothing wrong with... Why don't you trim your beard?
No. It tickles your thighs, cheeky. Right, so what's on next?
I'll let you do a double rollover. Let you bugger off to your party.
Now, darlings, next week is Supersonic Week. I can't tell you, but we've got loads of exciting guests coming.
Well, I can't wait then.
Okay.
For that.
We're going to be so excited.
Good.
And I love you all, you know that.
Bit of TLC.
That's what I need.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't want to give you.
No. horizons. Then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Can't forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD on digital TV screens. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mister, get with me. If you really wanna know, ask Chili. Could I be a silly hoe? Not really. T-bars and all my senoritas and stepping on your felines, but you don't hit me though.
No, I don't want no scrub. No scrub is like
bit of TLC there, not gonna lie, I was loving that. And Lizzie was like, what the hell is this, when we were walking, when she was walking out. So Lizzie, that one was for you as you go off and party. Thank you everyone for listening. It was a lovely show, Callie Jane Beach and Bruce Sedano. We will be back next week, hopefully with these celebrity guests that Lizzie keeps promising. Where are they, Lizzie? That's what I want to know. I want to get Bananarama in this studio. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. You can have a little double drop now, a little bit of Backstreet Boys. Don't know how you're feeling about that, but speak to you next week. Goodbye, and let's hope that Theresa May doesn't win tonight. Bye.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Backstreet's back, alright.
Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
Everybody. Yeah. Rock your body. Rock your body, rock.
Backstreet's back, everybody.
Ziggy Iggs. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.